Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is The Blind Man Said, A Man Called Jesus Healed Me. In John chapter 9, as he was walking along, Jesus saw a man blind from birth. Master, his disciples asked him, why was this man born blind? Was it a result of his own sins or those of his parents? And Jesus replied, neither, but to demonstrate the power of God. All of us must quickly carry out the task assigned us by the one who sent me, for there is little time left before the night falls and all work comes to an end. But while I'm still here in the world, I give it my life. And then he sat on the ground and he made mud from the spittle and smoothed the mud over the blind man's eyes and told him, go and wash in the pool of Siloam. The word Siloam means sent. So the man went there and he was sent and washed and came back seeing. His neighbors and others who knew him as a blind beggar asked each other, is this the same man that was blind, a beggar, and he was blind? And some said yes, and others said no. It can't be the same man, they thought, but surely he looks like him. And the beggar said, I am the same man. Then they asked him, how in the world could he see? What happened? And he told them, a man called Jesus made mud and smoothed it over my eyes and told me to go and wash off the mud in the pool of Siloam. And I did. And now I can see. Praise the Lord. What is this story about? Jesus is the only way to healing and deliverance. Jesus, doctors can treat your problems, but they cannot heal you. Jesus is the healer. I'm not saying not to go to the doctor. I'm not saying that we don't need doctors. What I'm saying is that medical science, medical methods can help you heal, but it doesn't heal you. The body itself has the agents in our bodies to heal us, natural agents. But in 1 minute, Jesus took a man who was totally blind from birth. Nobody could dispute that he was not blind because they all knew him. And they said in this scripture that he was blind from birth. He never saw until the day Jesus touched his eyes and healed him. And friends, Jesus healed the man who was born blind. He didn't become blind. He was born that way. And Jesus, can heal or deliver anyone from anything. If Jesus is who he said he is a healer, a deliverer. He can heal anyone, he can deliver anyone from anything. There's not an issue, not a problem, not a disease, not an illness, even legs grow when he touched them. New arms straightened out. A woman with an issue of blood for 30 years, she had that problem. And in 1 minute, she touched the hem of his garment and she was healed. That is who we serve. Why? He made us. Jesus, the Father, made us in his image. And he has authority to heal and rebuke disease and demonic. Why? He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And one day he will be coming back for you and me. In Matthew 4:23, the Bible says, Jesus traveled all through Galilee, teaching in the Jewish synagogue, everywhere preaching the good news about the kingdom of heaven. And he healed every kind of sickness and disease. He was able to, there was not one sickness that he could not heal, not one disease. He rebuked demons of people. He is the only one that I know that can do this miracle. But you know what? Before he left, he gave his disciples authority to do the same in his name. He allowed his disciples to use his name in the name of Jesus. There is healing. In the name of Jesus, the demons happily. I don't know if you know that song. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, demons will have to flee. When we call upon the name of Jesus, who can come against us? Because in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Amen. Friends, if this is the first time you've heard this message, or you want to know this Jesus that I'm talking about, we can say we know Jesus, but if we really don't know him, we don't have him in our heart, then it's just an acquaintance. It's like saying hi and bye. That's it. You know him from afar. But he wants to know you personally, and he does know you. But you have to know him personally. He calls us friends. We're not his enemies. We are his friends. He wants to touch our lives and bring good things into our lives and into our hearts. And that's what he can do for you. If you believe this message and you want to know this Jesus, can you pray with me? Father God, I ask you to forgive me. I know that the word of God is true, that you are the Messiah. You are the healer. You are the deliverer. Lord, not because I know you personally. I want to know you. I want you to come into my heart. I want you to clean my heart out from all the pain and suffering and whatever sins that I have. And Lord, I ask you, I know you arose from the dead, and I know you will be king forevermore. And Lord, I thank you, Father God. I forgive anyone who has hurt me. And Lord, I ask forgiveness for all of my sins. And I thank you for coming into my heart today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen and amen. Friends, if you said that prayer with me, would you let me know? Would you let me know on Facebook? Tell somebody that you received Jesus today. When you receive Jesus, you are a new creature, the Bible says. Your old man is gone, and you have a new presence in your life, and he will be sticking closer to you than a brother. You will hear his voice. You will know what he's saying. And when you read the Word of God will open up to you like never before. Amen? Amen.